Hello, this is Charles Shepard of the Fort Wayne Museum of Art, bringing you another chapter of American Stories, the behind-the-scenes look into America's history of art and culture. Today's story is about Juan Fuentes, one of America's greatest printmakers whose work has long addressed the human condition, especially issues of struggle and perseverance. Born in 1950, Juan R. Fuentes grew up in the farm labor camps of Monterey and Santa Cruz counties in California. The first college graduate in his family, Fuentes attended San Francisco State College in 1969, thanks to the Educational Opportunity Program, which was a campus-wide initiative created in response to the five-month equality strike on campus the previous year. It was at San Francisco State that Juan discovered art. It was also the seedbed for his lifelong commitment to creating art that served the global community. The turbulent times of the 60s and the 70s set the tone for my creative approach to creating a social art, Fuentes explained in an interview. The troubles of the United Farm Workers Union, the struggles of the African American, Middle Eastern, Asian, and Native Americans for equality, peace, and justice helped me shape a consistent theme for my art. During this period, the politics of the San Francisco Bay Area begged for an art that was sensitive to the issues of the day, and this need gave rise to a public mural and poster movement that could quickly address the hottest topics with arresting and compelling graphics. Fuentes' images gave affirmation to the importance of the Mexican-American culture and history. His was a voice of dissent regarding a variety of social and political issues that was distinctly characteristic of the poster movement's art. Fuentes made posters and prints that transcended the advertisement of an event or rally to become enduring images that captured the spirit of the time. In his quest for social change, the artist designed posters about the social strife in California, the wars in Nicaragua and El Salvador, as well as the apartheid and Palestinian conflicts. As time went on and the strategy of street politics moved to the internet, Fuentes started exploring different media for his social commitment. After working in silk screens for years, he experimented with making linocut prints while he was teaching for the San Francisco County Jail Art Program in San Bruno, California. With his students, he began transforming photographs and newspaper images into simple yet powerful personal statements about humanity. In all his work, however, Fuentes' focus continued to be the figure or the portrait as a means to tell a story, elaborating on the human condition. Most frequently, then, and still now, he portrays people carrying objects or in the process of physical labor. These depictions of simple labor, of the carrying of things, are to him a metaphor for the constant heavy load on one's shoulders through the experiences of living. As a cultural activist, artist, and printmaker, Juan Fuentes dedicated his work to supporting and being part of a global movement for social change. His art addresses issues related to commodities of color, social justice, and international struggles for liberation. In his words, "I have been an artist and cultural activist in the San Francisco community for over 30 years, and I've tried to pass on that commitment to subsequent generations of developing artists." In 2007, Fuentes created a printmaking studio, Pajaro Editions, which partners with Consejo Grafico, a large collective of Chicano Latino printmakers from around the country. Fuentes today is a major figure in the art world, and he continues to mentor emerging artists as a founding member and curatorial advisor for Art 94124 Gallery and as a professor at the San Francisco Art Institute. Fuentes' contributions to the art of printmaking, to spurring fellow artists to be socially relevant, and to teaching have made him one of the most important and valued American artists of the 21st century. Thank you for joining me, Charles Shepard, for this week's program. Please join me again next week for another episode of American Stories on NIPR.